Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Oh, happy almost Friday, everybody.
You know what I just heard when I was going number one in the
oh, goodness. In the bathroom there?
In your office. No, of course, whatever that thing is.
The little DJ booth?
Right. ELO is touring?
Oh, is that so? Didn't two of those dudes die?
Well, Jeff Lynne's the guy, so.
Right.
And it's, it's billed as.
Is it? No. Yeah.
Jeff Lynne's ELO.
And he's.
Maybe it's
his
son.
Alive.
Oh, he's alive?
Oh, yeah.
He's. Who am I? You know what? I think I'm thinking of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Oh.
ELP.
No, ELO. I thought you were an ELO fan.
I am.
That's why
I love
I'm bringing
ELO.
It up.
I do. Love them.
What are the popular songs for ELO?
Check. So this is one. This one, you would swear.
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't swear that. I swore it in my head. I was like, this has got to be the Beatles, or this guy loves the Beatles so much.
Oh, it does sound Beatles-y.
Yeah.
This is called Mr. Blue Sky.
Yeah.
This is the Beatles, right?
Sounds very Beatles-esque, doesn't
it? It's the first song on the ELO Best Of album, which I have for some reason. Anyway.
I have all their records. Which one do you want to hear?
That song.
Yeah, I'll just.
Is the Beatles.
I know.
He even is that guy English?
I don't know.
I feel like he's even phonying up an English accent there.
Maybe.
Anyway,
yeah, I don't know. Well, who wasn't influenced by the Beatles?
Have fun at the show.
I won't be there.
What?
I'm not going to some show. Please.
It's ELO.
Yeah,
you love them.
I do. I do love them. I'm not going to go to a concert just because I love someone. I'm not going to go see them
today. Oakland.
Oh, it's today?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good for...
Sorry. At Oracle?
No, I was looking at Thursday. It's actually August 2nd.
Oh, okay.
Thursday, August 2nd.
Okay.
Well, anyway.
So,
don't
2 weeks.
Bring me down.
Bruce.
It's not Bruce.
What is it?
It's... I don't know.
We've had this conversation.
We had this conversation.
There is a word, right?
It's like, I thought it was Bruce.
Which means?
I have no idea. Mm-hmm. I'm not the ELO fan. I thought you were going to be like, oh, I'm going to the show.
Oh, no, I'm not going to the show. I'm not going to any shows. My son went to a show last night. He went to see Car Seat Headrest at the Fillmore last night.
How'd it go?
I don't know. I was in bed by the time we got back.
They're not bad.
Car Seat
Headrest?
They're
not great, but they're not bad.
Yeah, I've heard them too much. They're fine. They're very, I do like the guy's lyrics. Like, I guess he's a gay guy, and he talks about, like, some of his struggles. And some of the songs are actually sort of tragic. It's very, like, he's not the greatest singer, which works for him. And he's not the greatest guitar player, which also works for him. Like, it's sort of this messy, but some of his chord changes are really cool.
Beauty of music, though, is that a lot of people make it like that.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's actually, and I actually think it's sort of nice that the guy's got, he's got a big following. And I mean, I actually love people that don't put people off of music. Like, I remember being a kid and listening to Eddie Van Halen and thinking, there's no hope for me. Like, there's, like that.
Because he's such a badass.
Because he's so goddamn good. Like, how can anyone else ever make it when that guy's out there ripping it up? But this guy, I listened to Car Seat Headrest, I'm like, I could still make it.
He's got a thing, but he's got his thing.
He does.
And he so blindly probably pursued it that
here
he is making it.
He doesn't know Eddie Van Halen's out there, and hasn't been totally bummed out by Eddie's, talent. Or whoever's, the big talented person of the day. But my kid loves, it's all I hear coming out of his room.
It's crazy. Good for him. I'm glad to hear he has that. Like,
makes me
want to
buy him a record player so he can play his albums. He went to the show last night and he's got. He was like, "Do you guys? Do you have a bag?" I'm like, "Yeah, we have a zillion bags. Like, have you been to the pantry? Like, just go grab any effing bag."
Do you guys have a bag?
I know.
Like, what kind of bag?
I've been making purses for I don't know how many years now.
Yeah, do you need to make your purse real quick?
Right in your face. I took Dad's studio away so I could make purses. No,
he just needed like something that a record album would fit in because he was going to bring his vinyl copy of whatever car seat headrest.
Oh, hoping to get it signed.
Hoping so.
Did he?
I don't. I told you I was fast asleep when he got home.
Did you hook up a connector?
I didn't. He doesn't want anything to do with me or anything I can connect him with.
Well,
one day.
Yeah, he's going to find out that Mom can shorten the path to many things.
Mom can shorten the path.
Yeah,
there's no question.
Gladly.
Yeah.
Just ask.
It's all he has to do. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? I'd do anything for him. It's like the more I want to do for him, the less he wants done for him.
Mm-hmm.
Which I suppose is the way it should be, right? You know?
I get that feeling.
He wants to do stuff on his own, but... Boy, it's hard when you're sitting there going, you know, I can hook you up.
Yep.
No, Mom, I want to do it myself. It's like Riley when he was trying to get his job. Like, he was so paranoid. Anywhere. He didn't want any help getting a job. He wanted to do it on his own. He wanted to be his thing.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it is good, I guess. You know, later in life when you're looking to network. I guess he just doesn't want to network with his mom. You know.
That's good, though. I mean, it's out there that people, it's written, it's, if you go to LinkedIn, there's articles all the time about people. I see notes from dads and moms saying, can you let my kid into, like, oh my God, you're not doing them any favors getting them gigs the way you are. Like, let them pursue this.
Yeah.
Let them learn.
But when it comes to a concert.
Yeah, concerts.
Jobs. I could probably,
Concerts, come on, man.
I'm sure I could have talked to Jane and she could have talked to whoever the promoter is and they could have set up
the whole venue thing.
But he was like, no, I'm going to wait outside. And
which is cool, too.
Sure.
Whatever, dude.
Well, he went with a bunch of friends, too. So I don't know if, you know, he really wanted his mom involved in that situation.
Well, you know. Sit outside, smoke a doob, wait for your dude.
Do whatever it is the kids do. Exactly.
Hang out.
Kind of loiter by the bus, I guess.
I've never done that, but I hear it's done.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. He's actually done it at a few shows, and he's been successful every time. So,
well, you have to figure.
I hope he did it.
A guy like Car Seat Headrest, is his first name Car?
I don't remember what his name is. It's not Carr, though.
Well,
the members I'm seeing are Will, Ethan, Andrew, Seth.
I think, what's Will's last name? I think that's
Will's,
the main.
Toledo?
Yeah, Will Toledo. That's the main dude.
He had to have built his audience the way you build an audience. Go and be there with them. So I'm sure he's happy to sign.
Right. Vinny, no wonder you know these people. Drunk drivers, killer whales. Beach, life and death. Fill in the blank. Those are the number three songs that come up first.
My favorite one is Stop Smoking, We Love You.
That's your favorite?
It is. It goes on. And then they say, so we love you and we don't want you to die. We don't want you to die. I guess it's his parents singing it to him, you know?
Like,
please stop smoking.
Oh, he smokes?
I guess. I don't know.
There's a song, Sober to Death.
Oh,
yeah. He a lot of stuff about his drug use and a lot of stuff about his struggles, you know.
High to death.
As a gay man. There's one song where he's just...
Drugs with friends.
He didn't want this guy to see him cry. That's not for you. You know, whatever. And he walked home alone. I was just like...
There's a song called Vincent.
Called what?
Yeah, called Vincent.
Oh.
Another song, Stop Smoking.
Oh, that's the one. Yeah.
He didn't want... So this was a boy that he was with?
I guess so. And when they broke up, he wanted to hide his feelings. But there's some... I can't come up with the exact lines, but there's just some really brilliant little chunks of lyricism in there that I was, you know, when I'm forced, because any place we drive, Sean's like, give me the aux cord. Give me the aux cord. Because he wants to play his horrible music. That's the cord that hooks his...
iPhone up to my stupid stereo.
Give me the aux cord. He wants to be hooked up so he can listen to his music. I'm like, couldn't you put headphones on?
Get your own car, kid.
Yeah, get your... Exactly. Oh, my God. God, that kid. Although,
Jesus, it is so scary driving with your children. Like, it's so scary.
What do you mean?
It's just, I mean, now that my older son has been driving for a few years and has calmed down a little bit, like, it's better. But it is, it's just, well, you'll find out in 11 years, Vinny, when you're when you start driving with your daughter and teaching her how to drive. It's just impossible not
you
to be
what,
a parent. It's so hard.
He's already telling her, or she's already telling him what to play.
Yeah.
No,
I'm
it's not,
not
about what music gets played in the car.
It's about the driving.
It's about them being a driver. It's like, you've never been in such fear for your life. And you know how it is in California. Like, okay, there's straight roads. There's roads where you're on a surface street and you're going. But a lot of time, like a lot of where I go on these windy roads and cut over a hill. And everybody does that, you know. That's And man, there is nothing like a sheer cliff on your right-hand side as you're sitting in the passenger seat and your kid is driving you, where you're just like, I could actually die right now. This actually could be the end. I'm just going to let go. Jesus, take the wheel. Let go. Let God.
Please.
It's like the one time I believe in God. Like, oh, please, God. I've been really good. I've tried so hard.
I'll keep the story short, but I guess my response to that would be, it's not possible for her to be any worse than me. It's just not. So I think I'll
that
be okay.
That won't be a comfort to you, Vinny.
Wait, driving-wise or
driving
just behavior-wise?
Just driving-wise, I was really... I'm ashamed of the stuff I was out there doing daily in my teens.
I was absolutely
completely reckless in a way that I cannot believe I survived it. Mm-hmm. I can't believe.
But you did.
And that my friends, you know, like...
That's the thing, is that... I mean, and we all know that person or people that stuff did happen to. And yet, as a kid, you really do feel golden. Like, no, that's not going to happen to me. I'll be fine. You take these crazy chances and you do make it, which actually reinforces the...
It only emboldens you.
Right,
it only makes you go...
I'm untouchable.
I got this.
Right.
I can think of moments where I can hear Billy going, dude, we're on the curb. And I'm like... Like, just, it's not funny. It really isn't right, funny. But as I think of, you know, my kid, I just, well, if it's going down today in this car, that's going to suck, young lady. But, you know.
Well, that'll be fun. That'll be fun on the air hearing about that. Like, I hope we're still on the air 11 years from now.
So
we're going to be elderly people at that point.
No, I won't.
Oh, really? All right.
We got to change our story. We got to start skewing younger.
Well, why don't we just say, oh, man, you're not going to like my best classic rock albums of all time.
Oh, no. Is that the story coming up?
It's great, though. It's because you know how everyone's buying vinyl now? And I was telling you, like, my kid has actually bought some classic rock albums on vinyl. Like, he loves Pink Floyd, and I think he's got a Queen record. And, you know, and then he's got some, like, he has the Car Seat Headrest vinyl.
But that's the beauty of these older bands, is when these kids discover them, they're like, they're so good. Yeah. That's why they're still here.
They're so good. So
and
I have a list of the best ones.
Everything that we're talking about has influenced the stuff he likes now. Mm. So it's all...
Absolutely.
Relevant.
Well, and that was the thing. Like, those albums were actually albums. Like, I feel like today you've got a few... Nobody's buying albums anymore. People are really just putting out singles. And now the new trend is, I guess they're doing this on Spotify. They're asking bands to put out a single, and it's usually a reworked version of one of their hit songs with a B-side. So they pair it with something, they pair it with another song. Like, I actually have one today that it's on Spotify, though, so I don't know if Bryn's got access to that. But it's like the new trend, so that they're calling them singles, A-side and B-side.
Is the B-side... like we grew up with not so popular, or is it another popular song?
It can be anything that the band wants it to be. So, like, in particular, this one song, which Human is going to love. So it's a rework of their classic song with a cover of a Depeche Mode song.
I love Depeche Mode.
Me too. And I haven't heard it yet, so Bryn is going to see if he can find it today, and we'll see if we can. But Human's going to... Human.
Why will he love it?
Because the band. He loves the band.
Oh.
So...
Huh.
I don't want to give it away, but...
Yeah, don't give it away.
I'm not going to.
Give it away.
Give it away now.
Did you watch Big Brother last night?
Of course I watched Big Brother. Vincent.
It's peaking.
It is.
It's peaking hard.
It's really good. There's some dummies on that show, but there's also some smarties.
Tell me who the smartie is.
Well, you're right. There's no smarties. But Sam, such a dummy. Sam has this power where she can...
Sam's a girl.
Sam is a girl. Yes, I'm sorry. So she has this power that she got week one or when... And she can give a person who's been evicted another chance to get back into the house. So you've been evicted from the house, and with this power, you can play a little challenge, apparently. And if you win, you go back in. So she... This is the last week that she can voluntarily assign it to someone, because she can use it for herself or she can use it for whoever got it. Because next week, no matter who gets evicted, they get a chance to come back in because of this power. It expires next week. Mm. So she's just thinking, you know, do I like this guy enough to use it on him? Meanwhile, I'm thinking, cut an effing deal, girl.
Well,
cut a deal. Like, work this into your game.
So you're right. And I was saying the same thing while I was watching. I was like, you absolutely use this as a tool rather than let it fly off into the ethers and end up on anyone who random.
Maybe someone that you want to go from the house.
I mean, the hope that it's out there random and saves you is minimal. Like, there's very little chance that she'll get thrown off while that's still useful.
But there is an argument for her saying, I don't know what's happening next week. I don't care about either of these two. I will take that risk, because what if I do get put up?
The move is, you go to one of those guys and you say, look, here's the deal. You become my rider. You owe me. I'm saving you. I'm bringing you back into the game with
my
tool.
Right.
If I don't have your promised loyalty, then bye.
Whatever that's worth, right?
Well, but wouldn't you?
I would.
Wouldn't you give your you know, it's funny,
I would.
Too. I'm watching last
you
night.
You saved me, and then you'd be my person. Mm-hmm.
And up comes this prize for Greece, to go on a trip to Greece.
And on Big Brother?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a total blatant, disgusting promo for Mamma Mia.
Whatever, it's a good tie-in, fine. So the two boys that are in question at the moment on the block, they're like, I find it cute and funny and contrived and whatever, but I get laughs out of the two.
They have a little bromance going on.
Their behavior and how they are
boys.
With each other. Uh-huh. So the Grease trip goes up for grabs, and the one guy says to the other, I'll bring you if you bring me. And I just start laughing, like, these two with
they're in love.
Their homoeroticism.
It's fantastic.
It's just
they
ridiculous.
Are super. They're actually cute together. They're actually both of them highly unlikable. I don't like either one of them. They can both go. They just both are like, you've met these guys.
Is there a small person on the show?
There is. Yeah. Oh my God.
Because I was
He's
watching
delightful.
The After Dark, and I go. And all I saw was the back of him. Like, is there a child on the show? Oh, no, I think it's a small person.
His name is JC, and he's heavily accented. I don't know what his
ethnicity is.
Yeah.
I thought he was Cuban or something
Is he
like
Cuban?
That.
Yeah. Oh. There was the funniest thing. He goes, you know, there's sort of a lull in the action at the house. He goes, it's a hiatus. And one of the guys goes, what? It's a what?
It was the curly haired kid.
Yeah, Tyler, who's also, he's not the brightest bulb and knows it, but is playing a great game. He's the smart one, turns out, the dummy. And he's like, what? He goes, a hiatus. And he's like, a what? A hiatus. A hiatus. And the guy says, is that like a word that, is that? He goes, it's an English language word. And it turns out the guy's saying, hiatus. Hiatus. Oh. Hiatus.
He wasn't close enough for
not
it to look like the word at all.
Right. Not even like a,
I'm thinking,
a glancing
it starts
blow.
With a Y.
Hiatus.
Yeah. Yes.
Hiatus.
Anyway, the guy says to the other about the Greek trip, right? And I just had to laugh. And then I said to the missus who's sitting next to me, if I was on the show and you're watching this and you see me promise away a trip to the guy I'm sitting next to, would you be like, why you? And she goes, no, because I'd be going on that trip. And I'm like, why you?
Yeah. Hello. Once you get back to real life,
she goes,
promise anything you want.
Yeah. Like you're going to go on a trip with some dude from the Big Brother house. And I'm like, Jesus.
She knows you so
cocky
well.
Much? My God. So if you were watching that and John was doing that, I imagine your response would be similar. Like, oh, that's cute.
It's not adorable.
He just lied to his friend. Yeah. Go, yep. John.
Yay, John.
Win that game, baby.
Yeah. Like, bring home that $500,000, honey.
And the trip to Greece we're going on.
I can't wait. That guy, he's not going.
Right. I thought that.
He just got a broken leg. Uh-oh.
I thought that was funny.
I know. It was. It was really cute. That show is
good.
It is. It's really good. And it's just fun summer watching. It's on a bunch of nights a week. And I don't know why you guys aren't watching it. Yuzi. Especially you. God, you'd love it.
I don't know. I'm just not in.
Oh, my God. Did you see Scotty during the competition last night? Like, Scotty's the head of household, and he's this total, like, sort of geek. Not without his charms, but just goofy. And he is... Oh, and he's a virgin, apparently. He looks like he's about 30. I don't know how old he is. Never even kissed a girl. So the challenge is that they're hanging from this sort of bar overhead and they have to spin it around 15 times. Their whole body has to spin 15 times before they start a 30-second timer, then go stack these champagne glasses. They have to make, they're dizzy and they're trying to stack these glasses. He is flinging himself. He looks like one, like a whirling dervish. Like he's just, it's so comical. Like you can even see they're showing a shot of someone else and you're looking to see if you can see him in the background of the shot as he's flailing around. He was just on fire.
What I like about that moment, because we've all had these moments in our lives where either we've prejudged someone we're competing with where we're like, I can crush that guy, or we've been prejudged where someone has said, douchebag, you're going down, and you're like, oh
am I?
Oh, really?
Oh, is that so?
So I watching that happen where the two muscle heads are looking at this guy like he's dead, we got him, and then he's the one who keeps them, not only put them on the block, but kept them from coming down because he won the game. And it doesn't matter how muscular you are, you're just mad.
Yeah.
Like he's just mad. There's nothing he can do. That little weakling got them.
Yep.
Good.
Got him. And so good. The one dude, Brett, he had the game won. All he had to do was place like maybe one or two more glasses, and he let his timer run out, which meant he was out of the game, so he had to re-up. Now he's on slop for a week.
Gone.
Oh, man.
Well, that's...
It was so good, Yuzette.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Okay. All right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hooman, if you'd come to see Muse, we'd still be at Bottle Rock. Mm. But instead, you went and saw the Chainsmokers.
Oh, no.
Here's
Big
a little
mistake.
Taste of that.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.